You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
Death and funeral arrangements are not usually the stuff of comedy, but Colman Domingo's latest play, Wild with Happy, turns out to be a hilarious take on the funeral industry and one man's wild ride through the aftermath of his mother's death. Mr. Domingo both wrote and stars in the play, along with Sharon Washington, Maurice McRae, and Corey Jackson. It's playing at the Public Theater, where it's been extended until the 18th of this month, and I'm very pleased that it brings Colman Domingo back to our show today. And Colman... there must be some kind of karma because you were supposed to be here earlier.
Yeah.
The storm intervened, and now we may break away at any given moment for the president's speech.
That's totally
But
fine.
Let's do the best we can, okay?
Anything for Obama, yes.
And didn't the Public Theater lose power after Hurricane Sandy hit last week?
Yeah,
how long
did.
Was it shut down?
They lost power for an entire week, and so basically all their shows were postponed for a week. But now everything's up and running since last weekend.
Well, you were last here to talk about your autobiographical one-man show, A Boy and His Soul.
Yeah.
Isn't this play also based on some personal experiences?
I would say it's based on maybe about 30% of my own personal experiences, and the others are just from stories that I've heard from friends, from colleagues, and it's inspired by many events on how do you process death and my sort of take on that with the bizarre and the surreal and the comedic.
Well, this is a four-character play.
Yeah.
Why did you decide to have a larger cast rather than just sticking to the solo format?
You know what? Because I think the solo format for me, I was just basically... finding a process and finding my way into playwriting. And this, yeah, I think we have Obama, yeah? No?
We do. Okay. We are now going to President Obama giving his first comments since being reelected. He's speaking in the East Room of the White House. We have brought back Colman Domingo, whose latest play is Wild with Happy, at the Public Theater, extended to the 18th of this month. Gotten wonderful reviews. Has a fabulous cast, not just Mr. Domingo, but also Sharon Washington, Maurice McRae, and Corey Jackson. What led you to think of this funerals and the fight over whether somebody should be buried or cremated as a comedy?
Well, it's funny because I think, you know, as we know, those are things we all have to deal with, people have to deal with when laying a body down. And I think a lot of this is taking from my experiences, experiences from my peers and friends and family members, and all dealing with all the surreal and bizarre things that happen, the idea of the moment that someone passes on, you have to pick out a coffin, which I think is something so odd about that and surreal.
And also, they offer you really expensive coffins because
yes, they do.
They know that this is a vulnerable moment.
Yes, and so they try to upsell.
But then it also gets there are religious aspects.
Yeah, absolutely. There's religious aspects and tradition that I think I'm raising questions about because I think I think ultimately it's about faith, the play. I think it's all about why do we believe in what we believe in and raising those questions. Yeah.
And one of the most amazing performances is by Sharon Washington.
Yes, it is.
Who plays your character, Gil's Aunt Flo, but also his mother, whom we see in flashback.
Yeah.
She's very upset that he is going to have her cremated.
Yeah. Yeah. The play, I think, is ultimately like a deconstructed fairy tale in many ways. And Aunt Glo is very much... sort of the evil stepmother in a way, but she's grounded and rooted in tradition, and he's really fighting up against that. And the mother is sort of the fairy godmother in a way.
Didn't you work with Sharon Washington on the Scottsboro Boys?
I sure did. Sharon Washington was the lady in that, and she was very austere and gorgeous and simple and dramatic. And this is a chance for her to just flex her comedic chops.
Did she immediately come to mind when you began casting the play?
I did a reading of this at the Guthrie Theater when I only had 20 pages, and she came down to read with me, and I thought I wrote a show for two women, and basically she was the only woman in the show, and she read them so well that she basically she helped me develop this to make it really a tour de force for one woman.
Now, you play Gil, who's a 40-ish struggling actor living in New York,
yeah.
But you don't seem to be struggling these days.
No.
You were just in Ethel Fugard's Blood Knot at the Signature Theater. You are in a couple of films.
Yeah.
Spike Lee, Steven Spielberg,
yeah.
Lee Daniels. So has your career taken off since you appeared in Passing Strange and then The Scottsboro Boys?
It sure did. You know, Passing Strange was a bit of a turning point for me in my career in New York, and so I've been very blessed and very honored. So I've been working a lot. And my character, Gil, is very sort of the opposite of me. I think he's actually this hard-nosed character that needs some healing. He needs some magic in his life.
I'd imagine it didn't hurt that you got a Tony nomination for Scottsboro Boys.
No, it didn't hurt at all.
Gil's friend, Mo, played by Maurice McRae, shows up and insists on taking him on a road trip to Disney World to yeah. scatter his mother's ashes. Why there? Was Disney World a place his mother liked?
Yes, Disney World was a place that his mother believed in fairy tales and fantasy and things like that. And I guess, you know, Mo's character is pretty much like the fairy godmother in this play that really needs to push Gil towards his ultimate journey.
Now, the trip turns into a car chase with Aunt Flo and the funeral director Terry chasing after Gil and Mo.
Yes.
Isn't a car chase difficult to do on stage?
Yes. Well, anytime anyone read this play, they were like, how is that possibly going to be staged?
In a small theater.
Into a small theater. But we have a fantastic, my director Robert O'Hara and Clint Ramos figured out the most transformative way, which is a great surprise in how we actually make that happen.
And the set design is very imaginative, with the coffins from the funeral home showroom opening out into park benches and then car seats.
Yeah.
Did you write that in the script, or is that something that Clint Ramos came up with?
That's something that Clint Ramos and Robert O'Hara came up with, and they presented it to me. I thought it was fantastic, because they wanted to take a true symbol of grief and transform it. And I think it was brilliant.
The run has been extended until November 18th, and
yeah.
I understand that all remaining seats are being sold at $25 because of the hurricane?
Absolutely. We're trying. Their public theater, you know, and their mission, of course, with theater, they're really making it, making sure that people can come back and actually get, especially with a show like Wild with Happy, come and get happy for a little while.
And where did that title come from?
That was actually spoken by my very best friend, Anika Noni Rose. She said that on our trip to Disney World as a Disney princess. She said, look at these people. Everyone's just wild with happy.
Do you want to tell us a bit about the new films that you're in?
Absolutely. You can go see Lincoln, which is out in theaters now.
Open today. Did a wonderful review.
Open
in the
today.
New York Times.
Yes, yes. And I actually opened the film, and it's such a blessing. Let's see. I just finished The Butler with Lee Daniels in New Orleans, and Red Hook Summer is coming out on DVD, the Spike Lee film. And I get to go to Hong Kong soon to shoot an action thriller called 400 Boys.
Now, did you ever read The Loved One, the Evelyn Waugh novel?
No,
that's
I didn't.
It's also about funerals and. It was made into a film as well.
No, it didn't, but I'll definitely check it out.
It's also a comedy based
yeah.
on the same sort of thing.
Yeah.
Although very different, of course, very British.
Yeah.
The Butler is coming out later this year.
That'll be out next year, I believe, next year. And it's with the Weinstein Company. It's going to be it's a beautiful film with starring Forest Whitaker and Oprah Winfrey and Lenny Kravitz and Cuba Gooding Jr. and a bunch of wonderful people.
And have you written any more plays?
I'm writing two new plays. I just wrote an adaptation of a short story called The Brothers about a Filipino-American family dealing with death, actually. And a new play called Dot. And, yeah, that's what I'm up to. A dark comedy about Alzheimer's.
And I thank you so much for being on our show.
Thank you so much for having me. Again.
Coleman Domingo, his latest play
yeah.
is called Wild with Happy, and you don't have a lot of time to see it because it's only going to be at the Public Theater until the 18th.
Yes.
And then something else is moving in?
Something else is moving in, so we have to
That's
move out.
That's always a problem with the public. You unless you move to Broadway or somewhere else, you only have a rather limited run, no matter how successful the play.
Yeah, then I guess we'll have to move to Broadway.
Okay. Come back when you do.
Okay, we will.